Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The labor pool in Massachusetts is growing faster this year than in any other state in the country. At the same time, the incomes of the top 1% of earners in the state is growing the fastest nationwide, while median income growth is unchanged. These are the conclusions of a new report issued on this Labor Day by the nonpartisan Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center. With us to review the findings this morning is the Mass Budget President, Noah Berger. Good morning, Noah, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition again.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Happy Labor Day.
And same to you. First, a couple of statistics. Continuing employment growth in Massachusetts. You note 300,000 jobs created in the state since the end of the recession of 2007 and a 3.2% increase in jobs so far this year. How significant is that job growth?
The job growth we've seen is very strong. It's among the stronger rates of job growth in the country, and we have created about 300,000 jobs since the start of the Great Recession. So that's definitely very good news. We've also seen our labor force grow. Our labor force has grown more than any other state in the country this year, and that appears to be largely the result of folks who were on the sidelines, may have given up looking for work because they didn't think they could get a job, now seeing with the strong economy that they can get a job and are reentering the labor force.
Noah, has that job growth benefited union members?
We've seen job growth in a lot of sectors of the economy, some of which are more strongly unionized, some of which are less strongly unionized. The one place where union membership may be coming into effect to a larger degree is the lack of wage growth. That is, back when our economy had stronger unions, we were much more likely to see economic growth translate into wage and income growth for most working people. That has changed in the last couple of decades, as we've seen a smaller and smaller share of unionization and a lot of other changes. We're no longer seeing the strong connection between productivity growth and wage growth that we saw in the post-World War II decades.
Why are we not seeing wage growth?
I think there are a number of reasons why we're not seeing wage growth, and that's been a national pattern over the past several decades. And partly it is a decline in unionization. Partly the challenges are federal policies that could move us closer to full employment. That's both monetary policy to keep the economy moving, trade policy that would prioritize raising wages here and around the world. That's the core of trade policies. There are also some things the state can do. And one is in the area of education, where it's very clear that states with better educated workers have stronger higher wage economies. You could also raise the minimum wage as a simple way and direct way to raise wages of lower wage workers, which can also affect some middle income families where you may have two working parents, one at a minimum wage job, one making somewhat more, can also benefit from those kinds of policies that raise wages directly.
Recently, we learned that Massachusetts has become the first state in the country where more than half the workforce is made up of people with at least a bachelor's degree. Is there room for more education growth in this state among workers? Could we get to three-quarters of the workers here holding a college degree and still fill many jobs?
Yeah, there's been a trend over the past several decades where the states that have seen the highest wages are the states that have the best educated workforces. And Massachusetts and New Jersey have the two best educated workforces, highest percentage of the workforce with a college degree, and not at all coincidentally are the two highest wage economies in the country. And there's absolutely room for progress there, both making sure that more of our kids, regardless of their economic background, have the chance to go to college, but also making sure that at all levels we're providing the kind of education and training that allows everybody to reach their potential. But we really don't want to have insurmountable financial barriers that keep kids back in that process.
Let me ask one more question about job growth versus bigger compensation gains or wage growth. What's more important from your point of view for Massachusetts, more jobs or better wages?
I think at the core, it's creating a more productive economy where our economy produces value, and that allows us to grow the economy, to create jobs, and also to raise wages. There shouldn't be a trade-off between job growth and productivity growth and wage growth. That is, as we create a more productive economy, as more people go to work, we should also be able to make sure that the additional value they create translates into higher wages.
Noah Berger, president of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, thanks for joining us on this Labor Day Monday.
It's been great to be here. Thank you.